Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today, joining us is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you join us. Thanks for being here today. And you've got a continuation. We've been talking about Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this time we've got something that really draws all of that together, not just the environment and the personal side of it, but you're going to talk about community today.
That's right. Yes. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I've been using some information from Mental Health America. And the theme this year for them is Look Around and Look Within. So I've talked about housing and home environment. I've talked about nature as well. And so this morning I'm going to talk about neighborhoods and towns. Most people may not realize, but your zip code plays a role in your health. In fact, 60% of your health is determined by where you live. Your neighborhood, along with your town and the larger geographical region, impacts your sense of community and belonging and determines how easily you can access the things and services that you need, including for your mental health. So I'm going to talk about access to quality resources first. So one of the biggest ways your location can impact your mental health is how easy or hard it is to access the things that you need. And, you know, I've been working within Franklin County now, the larger area within our Frontier District, but many of the groups that I serve on, Coalition Task Force, we talk about that, you know, what resources are available in our communities to help people with, you know, their help or their needs. So it includes healthy food. How easily is it to access healthy foods? Safe outdoor space. Do people feel safe to be out and about in their community? Quality medical care and public transportation as well. So again, that can create a barrier if they don't have their own vehicle, they're not able to drive, but there's transportation available for them to get where they need to go. Roughly 6% of people in the United States live in a food desert. And a food desert, I can't tell you what the exact definition is, but really it's, again, being able to easily access those healthy foods. And many smaller communities at one time had grocery stores, and they've lost that. And so people may have to travel 10, 15, 20 miles or more away to even get to a grocery store to access foods. Food deserts often lead to food insecurity, which is associated with increased stress and depression. And in young adults, food insecurity often co-occurs with suicidal thoughts and substance use. So again, food access is so very important. And I'm thankful that I know within our Frontier District, we have groups working on that. We have food policy councils, and we have groups that are working on to make sure, especially in our smaller communities, that individuals have access to healthy foods. So we're taking it out to them. Each year, 3.6 million people in the United States go without health services because they don't have a car, access to public transportation, or another way to get to appointments. So they are not addressing their health needs, preventive services, because they have no way of getting there. So again, that's a barrier. And so we know how important that public transportation is. But we also think about get to know your neighbors. What resources that they do they have? How can you support each other? Can you carpool? Can you run errands for them, or they run errands for you? Whatever it is, but think about sharing those resources. And I remember growing up, and we lived about 18 miles from the nearest town that actually had a grocery store. And a lot of people have this story, but you know, you go to your neighbors and you borrow, well, you actually use their flour or sugar or whatever it may be. And then when you replenish your supply, you return that. So it's so very important. And I think in many aspects, we've lost our sense of communities, or maybe we may not know our neighbors. So that's so very important. So I encourage people to connect with groups in your area. It may not be your next door neighbor, but you might be able to find some groups that you can be a part of in your local community. You have some of the same interest, but it's important to get to know your neighbors and think about how you can support each other. A couple of other areas that I really want to talk about is that social connection. And we know that a feeling of a sense of connection is crucial for your mental well-being. And so while you can find this with many people in many places, the people you live near can provide community and social support. Your actual physical closeness. So you may feel like you're close to family, but they live hours away. So this is that physical closeness. And it really allows for those spontaneous interactions and shared interest, which can actually lead to genuine friendships. So again, getting to know your neighbors, find people that you have things maybe in common with or maybe not, and learn about each other. So be a friendly neighbor yourself. And then again, seek out those places. So it could be parks, it could be libraries, places of worship. Maybe it's where you get your hair cut, little cafes, coffee shops, wherever it may be. And the last area I want to talk about is community safety. And there are many reasons that people may feel unsafe in their local surroundings. It may be because of violence. There might be mass shootings, police presence and brutality, discrimination, harassments. So it really prevents people from engaging in outdoor community activities, which can be harmful to physical and mental health. You know, and I'm really thankful because I know in Ottawa, at least, and other communities across our district, that there are things that are occurring, community events that occur with our police, so we can get to know them, they can get to know us. And, you know, and hopefully people feel safe. They feel safe to go to the park. They feel safe to go walk in their neighborhood, because that's really, really important. One thing I did want to share, it says people across the U.S. are on edge, with a quarter of Americans live in fear of being attacked in their own neighborhoods. And we know that youth exposed to repeated community violence are less engaged at school and more likely to suffer from anxiety and depression. So that sense of feeling safe in your own community is so very important. So what can you do? Focus on community care, because crime occurs in areas where people don't have their needs met. And while we can't fix everything, you can take part in keeping your neighborhood safe by providing support and resources and advocating for harm repair over punishment. And then identify those safe people, okay, those people that make you feel safe that can help alleviate the anxiety and fear.
I can't help but be just shocked by some of those numbers, percentages of people who feel this way or that way. And you can't help but feel hurt inside mm-hmm. at the idea that to feel safe should be one of the most fundamental things, to mm-hmm. be fed, to have certain needs of yours met, and yes. to help others have those needs met. And the idea of people going without mm-hmm. and just not even feeling safe in their own community, that's mm-hmm. horrifying.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that if anyone has interest in anything that I've talked about, wanting to know how they can help, I mean, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities through Extension.
Yes.
But we also partner, and we're on a lot of task force and community groups. And so we can actually link you with some of those too, if you're interested in serving on any of those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How can people get a hold of you for something like that?
They can reach me at 785-229-3520.
All right. Thank you very much. We've talked about all kinds of topics, from gardens to everything else, and I can't think of anything more important than making sure that people's needs are met, keeping people safe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.